Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Mackanin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Benny Ayala. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Foley steals second. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a line drive into left field. Ayala settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser strikes out. One out. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Milan reaches second base with a double. Harrelson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball towards center. Manguel catches it. Milan tags up. Here's the throw to Foley, who relays to Parrish, who tags Milan for the double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackanin hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Freiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ayala hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ayala. The throw from foot and he is out, Mackinnon applying the tag. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser takes first base on ball 4. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0 for 1 in the game. Staker hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Staker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 2 in the game. Torre hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish juggles the ball. That's an error on Parrish. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingman. The throw from foot and he is safe. Kingman steals second. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ayala is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote is walked intentionally. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Grote moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry White pinch runs for Tim Foley. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Jerry White now playing center field. Dale Murray now pitching. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-2 in the game. Staker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matlack is 0-for-2 in the game. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.